1991. We're in New York City, and I'm pleased to be talking to Ed Figueroa. Thanks a lot for your time, Ed.
You're welcome.
Ed, could you tell us a little bit about your early background, where you were born, your family, and how you first got exposed to the baseball?
Well, I am from Puerto Rico. I was born in Puerto Rico in 1948, and I still live in Puerto Rico. I started playing professional baseball at the age of 16, 1966, when I signed with the New York Mets.
And did you play baseball when you were a little kid on the sandlots, and is that a big thing down there?
Well, in Puerto Rico, we play baseball all year around, so I started playing baseball when I was six in Puerto Rico, so until I became a professional.
Okay. You were 16 when the Mets scouted you and signed you. How did your parents feel about this at the time?
Well, one was that they were happy about it because that I was a professional baseball player. They knew that I loved baseball, and so they let me sign and come to the state and play baseball.
Okay, just for the record, would you care to tell us how much money your first contract was for?
Well, that was 1966. I have a $20,000 signing bonus in the New York Mets. For those years, that was a lot of money, even in Puerto Rico, for a player to get that kind of money. So I was happy with it.
Okay. Where did you spend your first year in the minors, and what was that like?
Well, my first year was tough because I came from Puerto Rico, you know, I don't have any English. And I went to Marion, Virginia to play in the rookie league with the New York Mets. It was a little tough. I was lucky that I have an old Puerto Rican player with me, and I was able to talk to him during the 3 months that I spent there. So it was tough, you know, only because of the language.
Were the other players friendly towards you, or was it sort of you couldn't communicate?
No, they were friendly. They just the problem was to communicate, you know. Right. I was lucky. When I signed with the New York Mets, the guy who went to the airport and picked me up was Nolan Ryan, and he was only 17 when he was with the New York
Mets. Nolan Ryan.
Nolan, yeah. And he was the one, I remember the first time that I saw him throw, you know, it was unbelievable how hard he throw. So to myself, I said, if I have to throw like this to pitch in the United States, I'm going to throw.
You were ready to go home.
Yeah, I know.
What was your record like your first year?
Well, my first year was a 1-1 in the rookie league. Then from there, I went up to Class A to North Carolina to play in the Carolina League, and I was a 1-0 there for the year. And I finished with 3-1.
Were any particular managers or coaches in the minor leagues who were helpful to you?
Well, I have a lot of managers in the minor league. The only one that I can say that worked with me was when I was in Phoenix and I was pitching there. That was a guy named Munsberger. He was a right-handed pitcher, pitching coach. And he taught me how to throw the single ball. When I started throwing that pitch, that pitch was the pitch that put me to the big league.
Okay, what other pitches did you have?
Besides my single ball, I was able to throw the fastball, the breaking ball, a few different ways, the changeup, and I was, you know, with those four pitches, I was able to win the big league.
Right. Okay, do you remember when you were first told that you were going up to the major leagues? What was that like?
Well, that was a big surprise. I was in Salt Lake City when that happened with the California Angels. And when the manager, he went to my room about 12:30 during the night, in the evening. And he told me that I was going to the big league. It only took me about 20 minutes to pack.
Okay. And so you went, this was with the Mets, right?
No, that was with the California Angels in 1974.
Oh, you got into their organization?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was it like reporting there? Remember your first day when you reported there?
Well, I know that I grew over there. I have the policeman stopped me, you know, during the trio.
You were in a hurry to get there.
I got four tickets going over there. But I was lucky that the club was able to pay for the tickets. And I was, Ari Dalton was the general manager there, and he with me, he called me and stopped me with me a lot, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay, what was, remember the first game that you were called in, what was the situation there?
When I was, when I went to Big League, my manager was Dick Williams, and he got me pitching in the bullpen. I was pitching maybe once a week in the bullpen. Until we were thrown with our pitching staff, and he gave me the opportunity to be starting.
Uh-huh.
So he pitched me, we had two games on Sunday, and he pitched one of those games. And I was able to go over there, and my first game, I lost 1-0 against Chicago White Sox. So from that day on, he left me in the starting rotation. I was able to, to be the starter in the big league.
Uh-huh. And what was your record the first year?
I won 16 games with California, I left 13.
Okay. And
I have 18 complete games. I mean, I was 290 ERA in the American League. I was the world pitcher in the Cy Young.
In the voting?
In the voting.
Right. And how long were you with California?
Well, I spent there 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And what happened then?
Well, then, 1976, I thought that I wasn't lucky, but I was lucky that they traded me to the New York Yankees. Mickey Rivers and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Bonds. And, I came to New York and I was lucky to play here 5 years, play in 3 World Series, win 20 games, to be the first Puerto Rican to do it, and have a great year here in New York.
Yeah, sounds like it. How was playing in New York different than California?
A lot of different, everybody was different. The fan is different. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's a lot of pressure in New York,
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of press over here and a lot of pressure. But I was able to deal with and I was lucky enough, to have a good year with
him. And how long were you with the Yankees?
I played in New York for 5 years, until 1980.
Okay.
And then in 1980, I was having, a little problem. I was unhappy with the organization.
Uh-huh.
So they gave me, I asked to be traded, they sent me to Texas.
Okay.
So that was a big mistake for me because I was 3-3 in New York that time when they came. In 1980 they went to the World Series. They traded me to Texas. I was 0-7 in Texas.
Uh-huh.
So that was a bad move that I did. I was sorry about it, but that is in the past.
Okay, and what happened? How long were you with Texas?
Well, in Texas I played that year. 1981, I was there in spin training. I went to the minor league, then they called me up. I finished my baseball career in Oakland, 1982, when I played the last month of the year, 1982.
Okay, looking back on your career, who would you say were the toughest hitters for you? Two or three were the toughest hitters?
Well, my toughest hitter, was a Joel Brett.
George Brett.
I think that the first 12 times that he hit against me, he went 12-12.
Uh-huh.
So if you see the record, in 8 years that I pitched in the big league, he hit about 760 against me. He was a great hitter.
Uh-huh.
He not only against me, against almost every pitcher in the league. But he was my best. And my easiest one was Rob Caro.
That was good hitter himself.
He was one of the best
in the game. Right.
So he was the easy one for me. He hit about maybe 200 in 8 years in the American League.
Why do you think you were successful in your career?
I pitched Caro the same way that I pitched Brett.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to get Caro, out. I don't know why, but I pitched the same way to both.
Just one of those things.
Yeah.
Which pitches are you saw impress you the most? Which pitchers are you watched and impressed you the most?
Well, when I came to California, as a rookie, I watched Catfish Hunter,
uh-huh.
Jim Palmer, a lot. Every time they pitch against us, I was there just watching how they pitch. They were a big winner in the big league.
Right.
So after I saw Catfish, especially Catfish, because he was almost pitching, I pitched the same way that he pitched.
Uh-huh. What was that, right?
That was like hitting the corner,
okay.
Throwing a slider, breaking right. Ball, changing, a fastball inside. And watching Catfish, I was able to say to myself, well, if he can do that, I think that I can do it.
Okay.
I went over there and started pitching, in and out, like he pitched, and I was able to...
He's a pretty good model.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a beautiful guy.
Okay. Is there any particular game that you pitched in your career that stands out in your mind?
Well, this is 1978, September 30, 1978.
when we were fighting for the third place in the American League. We were one game behind Boston, and I was able to 1978 go over there and win 20 games for Puerto Rico. And that game tied us with Boston because they lost that day, and that was a great, great game for us.
What was the final score that game?
7-0.
You pitched the whole game?
The whole game, yeah.
That must have been great. Any particular thing in the World Series that you did?
Well, in the World Series I was able to pitch, I mean, to win a game. I pitched good in Cincinnati in 1976. But I left the game 3-2 in the eighth. I wasn't able to win. I pitched good again in Los Angeles. I was able to 1978 was nothing to nothing in the sixth inning in New York, and I was running for 1 hour. Then when I came back, I started, you know, I lost everything.
Uh-huh.
I lost that game. But I pitched good, you know, the time I was there, I think that I pitched good.
Of your major league managers, which one or two impress you the most?
Well, for sure it was Billy Martin. Billy Martin was the best manager that I see, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was a great manager, but he was a good man for me. He gave me all the opportunity. I was very, very happy and fortunate.
What was there about him that you thought made him a good manager?
Well, you know what to do. You know how to communicate with the veteran players. He tell you, you're going to do this and you stick with it. He lets you play baseball, he don't bother you. That was the reason we were able to be a good player in the 70s.
He was out in the open with you.
Yeah, he was.
Exactly. I guess all careers have to come to an end. How did it happen with you?
Well, that was 1982. 1979, I had surgery in my elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And 1980, I had surgery again in my elbow. That was the big problem with me.
Mm-hmm.
And 1982, when I finished with Oakland, that was the last year that I played. I was having problems with my arm. I wasn't healthy. So I retired.
Okay. Would you like to tell us your final salary? Just for the record, you know.
Yeah, well, my salary in my last year was $190,000.
Okay.
So I signed with New York for 4 years, from 1977 to 1980. You know, it wasn't the money that these people got
now. Right.
Last year, what the hell, it was a good money.
Right.
I was making maybe 180, 200,000, 250, like that for the 4 years.
Would you like to tell us what you've been doing since you retired from playing?
Well, I live in Puerto Rico. I have a trucking company in Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
A company that I own. I've been working for the last 11 years with it. It's been good for me, you know. I've been able to live good.
Uh-huh.
I have my kid in college. And
the fact that you played Major League Ball, has that helped you in your career down there? People know you and a lot.
Oh yeah, a lot. I mean, because in Puerto Rico, people don't know who I am. I play a lot of golf in Puerto Rico. I met a lot of people in Puerto Rico, a lot of business people.
Right.
And that helped.
Okay, one last question. If you had to do it all over again, would there be anything that you would do differently?
Well, about fishing, no. But the way of thinking, after the problem that I had in 1980 with the New York Yankees that I asked to be traded, I never do that again.
Okay.
I think that if you are with a ball club and you're having a good year with that ball club, if you have a little problem with them, you know, you should stay there, you know.
Right.
Wherever you go, you know, the grass is going to be green, you know.
Right.
It's not going to change anything. So
right.
Sometimes players make mistakes because they are not happy with the club. They have to be paid. They go to the other club, they start having problems again.
Right. But overall, you had a satisfying career.
Yeah, I did. Right. I'm happy with it.
Right. I want to thank you for giving us your time, and I hope you have an enjoyable time at the Old Timers game this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.